These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
I'm John Hewlett, along with Favaz. Time for another Kashi Tapes interview. And today, it's a shorty with Bryan Adams.
Episode 69. Bryan Adams is coming to town. He'll be with Bon Jovi in July at the Enterprise Center. And I must say, John, that every time that Bryan Adams comes to town, I try to get him on video for our website, because he goes back a long way with the radio station. He always tells stories on stage, and you're gonna talk about it here in a second. But I always get so close, and then something at the end, you know, messes it up. So I'm done.
You're done trying
done
to get
with
him.
I'm done.
What causes him not to happen? He backs out.
I think it's hard to say, you know, because you're dealing with, you know. I think the last time, I don't know if I was a manager, but it was somebody that was, you know, in promotions with him. And at the very end, it's not going to happen.
Well, let me give you a little history on this. Back in 1981, I was doing middays at the radio station here, and Bryan Adams came in for an interview. Mm-hmm. This was before he was a big star.
Right.
It was about to happen. He was getting close.
Right.
And, it was the first time he ever came to the station. We did the interview, and after the interview was over, he had nothing else to do, had nothing but time to kill on his hands. We went to eat at McDonald's out there on Watson Road,
mm-hmm.
which is still out there.
Right.
Yeah. And then he did a show in a club in North County on St. Charles Rock Road.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I can't remember the name of it. I want to say Night something. Night. Mm. Can't think of it. Anyway, fast forward to, I guess, maybe 2013, 2014. This interview was done in 2014, so it had to be about that time. Somebody told me that he was on stage, and he told a story about coming to St. Louis, being interviewed on Kashi Radio, and then going to lunch with the DJ afterwards.
This is what he does, yeah.
And he was looking, he said, does anybody know that person? Is that person still out there?
Oh, really?
So when this interview came up, I said, yes, I'll interview him, and I heard that he had said that.
Sure.
I'll tell him it was me, because it was.
Right.
So that's how this eventually came to happen, this interview right here.
All right.
So this is how it turned out after I alerted him to those facts. We begin. Bryan Adams, this is Kashi Radio in St. Louis. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Thanks. Go ahead.
Somebody told me last time you were here in St. Louis, you were talking on stage about a DJ you did an interview with here early on in your career at Kashi Radio. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
And you were wondering who that guy was. That was me.
Is that you?
That was me back in 1981. You had just released your second album, and A Lonely Night was the song that we were playing off that album. You won it, you got it. And then I did the interview with you in that little shack out there in Crestwood by the drive-in theater, and then we went to lunch at McDonald's. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that was one of my great memories of my career, taking you out to lunch at McDonald's when your career had just begun, and you were confident at that point that you were going to have a successful career.
Well, I don't know about that. I just confident in, like, my music, that's all.
That was an accurate story that you were saying that on stage here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember a lot of things from back then, because there were only certain stations that were giving me any time. So, you know, when you get that happening, you don't forget. You know, you don't forget the people that gave you a shot.
Kashi always gave him time. I mean, man, early Bryan Adams is the best Bryan Adams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And I think that that time you were in town, you played just a small little club up there on St. Charles Rock Road. I could be wrong about that, but
that sounds about right.
You're going to be touring to support this this box set, this 30th anniversary.
You think he really bought the fact that was me, or
I think he did.
You think he remembered?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just playing me off.
Well, he might have been, but I think he was serious.
Release. Are you coming back to St. Louis? Would you know?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, I mean, nothing's planned at the moment because we've just started doing this. Well, I'm calling you from Germany at the moment. I've been touring. I did the UK, and we've done France, and we've done Belgium and Amsterdam. And
Bryan Adams, he was huge.
Yeah,
you know, he's kind of faded in terms of popularity right now,
But his songs, he was all over the radio for a long time. He got close to being burnt out, like other artists have had to deal with that as well. Not as burnt out as Phil Collins got,
right?
But he was close.
I think, you know, the first time that I was really exposed to him, he opened for Journey at the Checkerdome when Journey was doing the Escape Tour.
Yeah.
And back when MTV started that Cuts Like a Knife video where the chick jumps in the pool and the water's gone. And
yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I mean, you used to see Bryan Adams all the time.
Yeah.
I loved it.
MTV did help him a lot, too, back there in the early
80s. Yeah.
And now we're in Germany. So we're looking at going to America and Canada next year.
Well, if you come to St. Louis, you owe me lunch at McDonald's.
No problem. I'll take you out somewhere better.
Well, you don't have to, but thank you, Brian. Appreciate you calling us here today.
I think we can up the ante over a few years. Come on.
Okay, KC Radio in St. Louis, you man. Just throw it out there.
Unforgettable, man. Unforgettable. KC, I'll never forget you. I'm ever grateful.
All right, Brian, thanks for talking to us, and have a good day.
Thank you. Nice talking to you both. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Bye.
Bye. So there you go. Brian.
That was nice.
I guess I remembered, but you know, for me, it's one of my memories that I've been telling people that story about that interview and what we did for years, and then to hear decades later,
right,
that he was talking about that on stage. I mean, I couldn't help but, you know, next time I talk to him, try to bring it up. So I did, and you may or may not believe he believed me, but. Now, even I don't know, but
the fact that he remembers so much, not only that time, but there was another time.
I think he remembers Casey. I don't know if he remembers me necessarily.
He remembers Casey, yeah. And I would love to ask him if he remembers being in the Casey van delivering Casey stuff and t-shirts to now hear this in Crestwood where else was Casey stuff? Glicks? I don't even know. But, you know, that was another story that I would love to ask him about on video. But no. Doesn't want to.
Well, we got to try to get an interview with him when he comes to town.
You can try.
Yeah, I'll try.
I'm done. D-U-N.
All right, there you go. That's episode 69 of KC Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. And on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I am Favaz. And you can listen to both of us on terrestrial radio on the KC Morning Rock Show. AMF.
AMF, my friend.
AMF.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.